Okay. And if you're thirsty, you'll go to the sink and get a
glass of water.
Do you ever have a tumbler of water?
Yeah. Some call them tumbler, and some call them a glass.
You usually say glass.
Mm-hmm.
But tumbler means the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Oh, of course, the tumblers, they are a little more fancy and a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever have any cobbler?
Any what?
Cobbler, deep apple pie, or cobbler, peach cobbler, or apple cobbler,
well,
anything?
Years ago, I did quite a bit of that, but now I don't have it anymore.
Cobbler you had, though. You used to make something you called cobbler?
Yeah.
How about dumplings?
Oh, I used to make a lot of dumplings. And they were good.
Were they the same as cobbler?
Well, no. See, the dumplings, they are steam done.
And cobbler is like a one-layer pie or something?
Yeah, like a pie. You put them in the oven.
I see. Well, back to the water again. Somebody says, what happened to the water? And you say, well,
I drank it?
Mm-hmm. I say, well, how much water have you drank? And somebody comes to eat a meal with you, and you say, oh, at the table, there's a table. And you say, well, just...
Will you sit down?
Would you say the same thing to your family as you would to some strangers in a very formal situation? Would you ever say anything different to the strangers?
I don't know. I don't think
probably
so.
Probably, please sit down.
Yeah.
So they went over and sat
down to the table.
And they're sitting there not doing anything. We say, go ahead and
eat your dinner.
Or if bowl of potatoes, go ahead and
have some potatoes and meat.
Would you ever say, help yourself?
Yeah.
And it happens to be that you serve broccoli, and they don't like broccoli. How are they going to say, I can't stand the stuff, without offending you? You're the hostess.
Well, I'll say, well, then don't eat it.
Well, I mean, what would they say to you? What would you say if you were in the situation? Well, I'm sorry, suppose you're visiting somebody else.
I'm sorry, I don't like it.
And you have the same, by the way, what do you call the meal you have at noon?
My dinner.
And in the evening, you call it your...
Supper.
And if you had the same food for supper that you had for dinner, you made too much for dinner and you had some, you say, well, I'm just going to have some...
Leftovers.
You might say, the steak was so tough that I couldn't...
Couldn't eat it.
Or... couldn't even...
I couldn't chew it.
You ever make, boil up some cornmeal?
Yeah.
And what do you get? Boil
it up? And mush.
How about hominy? Do you ever have any hominy?
Yes.
What's that?
It's the same as, just about the same as cornmeal. And you cook that into a mush, and that's a breakfast cereal.
And you wouldn't call them grits, so how many grits? You don't talk about grits. That's a southern term, I think. How many grits?
You mean how much to cook?
No, how many grits? It's a title of a kind of food. You don't.
I don't think I know what that is.
Some kind of southern thing, I don't know. Things like carrots and peas and corn are what?
Vegetable.
And you grow vegetables out back in your
yard
or
garden.